it is exactly 12 p.m. PST and 3 p.m. EST. And this is Jackie Wicks. I'm here with my favorite JJ Virgin, and this is our live Q&A. Hi, JJ, even though we've already been talking, but if you're listening to this recorded, you wouldn't have heard any of that. All right, so let's dive right in. The first question, what are thin sticks and where do I get them?
All right, I actually don't work with thin sticks anymore. That was a product I used to use a couple years ago, and pretty interesting because it helped with hunger, but I've been working with, in fact, I just went to the kitchen and grabbed it because I've been taking slugs of it, this product I found called Fastlin. So if people are looking for things to help with their hunger and help with belly fat, the first thing, obviously, is do the metabolic booster pack that we use with Apostation and Satiacin and Relora Plus. That's like, I mean, you know the results we've been getting with that.
Crazy. Oh, and people love it.
Love it. So, I mean, I have that. I travel with it. So, and Relora Plus, if you're a stress bomb, oh, my gosh, does that save me? So
yeah, I use Relora Plus.
Yeah.
I know it's a noticeable difference when I run out and I haven't reordered.
Yeah. Yes. In fact, the whole family says things about it. So that's the thing I would tell you is that's kind of my starting point is that. But then I will tell you, like, one of the things I've also been using along with that stuff is this stuff called Fast Swim and Hunger Chew. So if you need a little extra boost, those are some other things that you can Google Rebody. But I start with that little metabolic booster pack that I'm using myself. And so that's why I'm not using the thin sticks anymore, or thin sticks. I'm always looking for, you know, I'm always on the hunt.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever I'm finding stuff, I'm always upgrading, up-leveling. And you know what was funny one time, Jackie, someone said to me, well, but last year you said this, and now you're saying that. I go, boy, if you're with someone and they never change their song and they're not paying attention to research, run.
I couldn't agree with you more. I've watched people change based on new information, just like we all do.
I've seen it
over and over and over. So I'm actually glad you brought that up because you get new information, new data, you're going to get, obviously a new prescription.
Yeah, and a new perspective. So
yeah, exactly.
So we will promise you, because I see companies do this where they don't shift when they should because they feel like, oh, well, I built a whole platform on X. You know, just like when I'd been for years using supplements that had magstearate in them because I'd listened to people who had been like, oh, no, it's fine. Then I got the real information. I thought, uh-oh, now I have to, like, now what do I do?
Right.
I have to tell. I can't keep this one a secret now that I found it out, but I'm like, am I going to look, like, ridiculous that I say this? But I have to. And you'll always know that we will always do that. We promise.
And your success depends on how open you are and adaptable you are to change when you get new information. So just close that gap, you know, if you're sort of reluctant, saying, well, I hear a lot of people say, I just bought all of these multivitamins. I just did it, and they have magstearate in them, and now I don't know what to do. I'm just going to have to wait because I have to finish out all the things that I just bought.
Like, no, you don't either.
Yeah, and I know that how frustrating that is because you just spent your money, and it's extremely frustrating. But I did want to share with you, when I smoked a long, long time ago, I haven't smoked since college, but I think it's been 20 – I quit in 1992, and what is it? It's 20 years later, and I had just bought a brand new pack of cigarettes, and I thought, well, I can't quit right now. I just bought a pack of cigarettes.
Oh, my goodness.
And I said, well, this is the perfect time to quit. That's the whole point, and I just threw them away and never looked back. And, of course, it was hard because quitting smoking is hard, but I did. And so, you know, sometimes you just, when you know you have to make a change, there's never a good time, and you just got to do it.
Yeah.
So, next question, can you comment on staying motivated if the scale is not going down? And also, how to lose the weight specifically? Well, this is two questions. First, can you comment on staying motivated if the scale is not going down?
You know, there's twofold. So, I would love to know how long is the scale not going down for, obviously, because that's important. And it brings up a bigger story. And first off, again, motivation, inspiration, support, and accountability are key for long-term success, not only in weight loss, better health strategies and long-term weight management and long-term better health. It's key to surround yourself with like-minded people. We know that people who are around that like tends to draw like. And if you're around people who are, have not such good health habits and are overweight, you'll tend to be so too. And that's, you know, why I've always loved this community. It is so great. And I really have surrounded myself. In fact, my coach calls it your growth friends. And I think whether it's growing to be healthier or to be more spiritual, whatever it is, you surround yourself with people who have like goals. And that's going to really support you. And then you get really clear on why you're doing this. Because there are going to be some weeks where nothing happens. Or maybe things get a little worse. I remember, I'm doing this competitive cycling thing here where I'm going to start doing my time trial, not yet, next year. But I'm training for it. I'm doing high intensity interval training for it. But, you know, I don't like endurance training. I don't believe in it. But I am doing that. But when I first started, I went up 5 pounds. And first I called my coaches and screamed at them. But what was happening was I was having this inflammatory response because I was training so hard. And so, you know, now if I was just not coming from a place of why am I doing this, what am I looking for in a long-term perspective, I would have freaked. But I went, okay, what's really going on here? And that's why, so we've got two things. You've got to really dig deep down for your inspiration. Why are you doing this? What's it going to do for you? What's the ultimate, you know, what's the end goal here? Begin with the end in mind. And then surround yourself with a circle of support of like-minded people that really get it. So that if you're a little off, they can talk you off again. You know, and then the next part is to realize that we're working in layers of weight loss resistance. So the Pure Trainer Fresh Start Cleanse is going to really work first with an anti-inflammatory diet, pulling things that are creating insulin and cortisol problems and inflammation that will make you hold on to weight, gain weight, and crave the very foods that are hurting you. Once you start to get through that, and find the diet that really works for you and supports your health long-term, and you get going with your exercise, if things aren't clicking the way they should be, you've got to start looking at other things that impact your weight. We know genetics is a big impact here, but remember, genetics loads the gun and lifestyle pulls the trigger. So a lot of what we are doing in the Pure Trainer Fresh Start Cleanse and with exercise make those shifts. So the other things that you have to look at in terms of weight loss resistance, and I know, Jackie, you really need to have programs on all weight, but are stress. Stress is so huge, and that's why, I mean, I love Laura's boss, and again, we will look at doing some things specific to stress. Stress, sleep, toxicity, and I mean beyond just, okay, let's do a detox program, but like people who really have some serious chemical toxicities, they're very reactive people. Hormone imbalances, especially, you know, sex hormone imbalances, either low testosterone for men or an imbalance in estrogen and progesterone for women and low testosterone for women, thyroid fatigue, low thyroid function, insulin resistance. These things, gut problems like small intestinal bacterial overgrowth or candida, these things can have major impact on your body's ability to lose weight. And so if you're finding that, gosh, you know, I'm doing the food correctly, I am exercising, look at your stress, look at your sleep, and then you're going to have to go through these areas of weight loss resistance because your body going, hey, you know, remember, it's not a bank account, it's a chemistry lab, and you've got to have your biochemistry chugging along in order for you to be able to lose weight. Weight's just a symptom of other stuff not working here if you're not losing it.
And I know it can be frustrating in that trajectory of losing weight. There are definitely weeks that I have gone, you know, when I was losing weight after my pregnancy, there was a week that I would go up a pound and I would say, I can't believe it. And then it could have been that I had sushi the night before and was really
retaining.
Or you were
cycling. Remember, women cycle.
Absolutely. Or just like JJ said, when I started running a while ago, I gained a few pounds and I said, what in the world's going on? So you really have to pay attention to the trend. I used to, when I was on that trajectory, I would look at the entire month. So the beginning of the month and the end of the month. And also JJ really emphasizes, which I obviously is right, check your, you have to take your measurements. It's extremely important. Put on your pair of jeans. You know, the scale is really only one measurement.
Right. And that is so key. I mean, I have I believe we all need our truth genes. And when my weight went up when I started cycling, I knew it hadn't because my clothes were still fitting. It wasn't like all of a sudden got snug around the waist. Then I would have sounded the alarm.
And so also, I just forgot to say, this is obviously a live Q&A, and I know some of you have joined us. So we are going to talk to our moderator, and I didn't catch your name, who's moderating our calls today. And she will introduce herself and tell you how to ask a question live.
Hi, my name's Leilani.
Oh, hi, Leilani. How are you?
Hi, I'm well, thank you. If you have a question at this time, please press star zero. Again, that's star zero if you have a question.
And I would jump in and get your questions in, because what happens is we start to go through the submitted questions through this, and then you might have to wait 15 or 20 minutes. So if you have a live question, definitely, you know, get that, get in the queue so that we can answer that. So we'll just do the second part of her question, then we'll go to the live. She said, how do I lose weight specifically in the upper arms and thighs?
You can't lose weight specifically anywhere. All you can do is tighten those areas up. I mean, let's create our own version of Spanx, which is muscle. But muscle is even better than Spanx, because muscle holds everything together tight and boosts your metabolism, improves insulin sensitivity while it does it. So it helps you burn more fat. It elevates your metabolism and holds everything in tighter. So you burn fat systemically. And again, by having good thyroid function, by having balanced hormones, by having lower insulin, fasting, by eating right, by exercising, you burn fat systemically, but you can make everything look better with muscle. Did I answer the question?
I love it. Make your own Spanx.
Make your own Spanx.
That's fantastic. It's true.
Yes, it is.
Leilani, do we have any live questions?
We do. Our first question comes from Ellen. Ellen, go ahead.
Hi, everybody. I'm really enjoying the cleanse. I love it. I'm probably one of the older members of these groups. I'm postmenopausal. I've dieted twice successfully in my life, losing 20, 25 pounds at a time. I want to lose about 10 to 12 pounds now. The scale is not budging. I am still weightlifting. I am still swimming, which I'm going to do after this conversation. And I will say that I've cheated a little on the cleanse, in the sense that I eat a cup of blueberries as a snack, or I don't know what.
That's not cheating.
Oh, okay. I have to confess,
I
really cheated this morning, because after... What?
Cheating is when you eat, like, you eat the foods that you have to pull out. You really can't have any of those. That would be cheating.
Yeah, I must confess that I did have some sugar and coffee with some half and half this morning, but that was the first time in about 10 days.
You eat dairy, I just have to interrupt you. When you do that, we're pulling those foods out because your body has an immune response to them, and you really cannot touch them at all. And so you have to extend that time period now, really, of not touching those foods, because they're pulled out because your body creates an inflammatory reactive response to them. So they got to go.
Okay. I have to go on a business trip. I'm not going to be able to take my shakes with me. What do I do? Take a container of coconut milk with me I just don't know what to do. It's going to be
okay.
For about
so I travel with my shakes. How come you can't bring them with you?
Well, I don't have anything to make them with. I'd have to go out and buy something. And
you can always. Okay, so let me tell you how I do this, because it's not as daunting a task as it sounds. Okay, and then let's talk about what's going on with you and maybe why you're not losing weight. Okay, so we'll handle two things, right? Are those the two major things going on? Because do you travel often?
Well, not as often as you do, but I'm a reporter. I'm a reporter, so when I go away, I'll go away on extensive interviewing sessions with people. I have to have dinner with them. Sometimes the food is not all that, you know, I mean, I can get it, but once every 6 weeks or so, I'll go on one of these reporting trips.
So we do need to make it. I will tell you, I travel with a Magic Bullet blender. You know, I've had it break on the road, in which case I've had to use a shaker cup, and it's doable, you know. And, I mean, I think the most important thing is to figure out how can I make this work. And, honestly, I feel so much better when I do that on the road, you know, because it's hard enough traveling. Last thing you want to do is zap your energy, feel bad because you ate something that's not working for you, et cetera. So if anything, you got to be better on the road, not worse. So that's the first thing is I always travel with a magic bullet blender. I get the small boxes of So Delicious Coconut Milk, makes it easy. They've got the little boxes. So, and they're vanilla sugar free. There's no sugar added, and they're great. And I just have a big stash of those, and I travel with them. If I know I'm going somewhere for, you know, 4 or more days, I actually have my coconut milk and stuff shipped ahead of time and waiting for me. Mm-hmm. And then I always make sure I get a fridge in the hotel.
Oh, so you don't add the fruit when you're on the road?
So what I do on the road is I actually will go to Trader Joe's and I'll get freeze dried berries. And I'll bring bags of freeze-dried berries, and that's how I'll do it. But oftentimes I can get fruit where I'm at, too. So I either get strawberries at the hotel or blueberries. I'm allergic to raspberries, darn it. But I either get that at the hotel or I bring freeze-dried fruit.
Okay, so just one final question, and I'll leave the floor to other people. I've been maniacally getting organic strawberries and blueberries at Whole Foods, but my husband and I are both doing it. This gets like hugely expensive.
I know, doesn't it? You know what you do? Where do you live?
I live near Cambridge, Mass.
Do they have a Trader Joe's?
Oh yeah, there is a Trader Joe's,
Get frozen Trader Joe's blueberries and stuff. They've got frozen berries. You'll half the price of Whole Foods.
Oh, terrific. Thank you very much. That's wonderful.
Oh, yeah, I know, because it's ridiculous. It's absurd.
It is.
That's why
I
get all my frozen berries. I mean, yeah, it's just. And then, okay, now the other part of it is, why are you not losing weight? And what I would do with postmenopausal is hormone levels are huge here. I see so many postmenopausal women who are hypothyroid. So make sure you go get a complete thyroid panel.
Yeah, I'm not. Okay, I've been tested.
Let me just address this for everybody, though, because I find, and this just happened where I had someone come in, and they're hypothyroid. They went and got a thyroid. They went and had the doctor check thyroid, but the doctor didn't check free T3 and thyroid antibodies, just did a T4 and a TSH. And actually, even by TSH, they were hypothyroid, but not out of range. And so the range is not really good. The range really should be like 0.5 to 2 at the highest. And you got to check a free T3 too. So unless you've got that, a free T3. And doctors just don't do this. Free T3. So you check TSH. You want it between 0.5 to 2 at the highest. You really want it like 0.5 to 1. You check a free T3 and T4 and thyroid antibodies. If they have not done that, you have not really had a thyroid scan.
Okay, Thank you.
Okay, then also you want to look at progesterone, estrogen, and testosterone. So many, you know, you're postmenopausal. If you're low hormones, it's going to make it really hard to lose weight. And cortisol tends to go up too. So you got to balance your adrenals. You might need to take some bioidentical hormone replacement, all of that. So that's the other side of it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we'll transcribe this for everybody listening, because if you didn't,
you
were right quickly enough to get all those numbers down. Ellen, is there anything else, or are you?
Well, I don't want to hog the floor. I mean, there must be other people.
Yes, there are. But if you have another question, just feel free to get back in the queue.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So, Leilani, do we have another caller? Are we going to the submitted questions?
There's no more questions at this time.
Okay. The next one, which I saw prior to this, very concerned, logged into my food diary, and it calculated my calories for yesterday, my first day of the cleanse. I'm at 887 calories for the day, and I burned 346 with my workout. I cannot go through 14 days with less than 1,000 calories a day. Will this kill my metabolism? Also, it would be difficult to maintain my active lifestyle. I need advice.
Yeah, so I'm trying to figure out why someone on the program is eating that few calories. Because
that's what I said. The first thing I said when I saw it is I said, this is not from the plate, you know, at all.
I'm not eating by the plate.
At all.
That's not what we have people do. We have people eat, I mean, just the shakes alone, my goodness. The shakes are 300 to 400 calories.
I know.
Right there.
I was just about to say that would total 800. Mine are 800, 400 each. So that
yeah,
would total 800 right there.
So if you're doing this the right way, and you can always add a snack in too, you're going to be in the 12 to 1500 calorie range. And what we really don't focus on are calories. We focus on where those calories come from and ensuring that you're getting optimal nutrition there. They shift up or down based on your personal needs. But something's wrong because that's not the program. So I don't know what's going on there.
And so maybe just to also reiterate, there are those handouts, especially from the Getting Started. It really gives you your shopping list. It gives you the plate, and it might be a good idea to maybe review what the best shake recipe that we give is and all those things, because you might start to see, oh, wow, I didn't realize I was supposed to do, I don't know, maybe the good fat or whatever it is. But it's just always a good idea to review that so that you know that you are getting the plate and you're getting all the right mix of the nutrients.
Yeah.
So
but, you know, that's really a good check, because honestly, if you run your stuff in there and you see that something's wrong, go back and review. Something is not right.
Yeah, and,
right.
And the funny thing is that I can't even imagine, if there's no way your energy would be so low, the fact that you worked out, you know, and
I would
just
be destroyed. And remember, this isn't about absolute calories. You can shift things up or down based on what you need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I know that you've given, in fact, that might be a good thing for some people. I mean, very few people do the cleanse up and don't want to lose weight. You know, they're doing it for different reasons, and they might be, you know, different kinds of athletes or things like that. And you've definitely recommended how you do that. It's really just adding, obviously, the good foods. You know, it's still taking out the sensitivity ones, but you know, it's more about, you know, you being able to do this within your lifestyle.
Right.
Next question, and I've seen this a little bit in the team. This has never happened to me, but I'm experiencing some indigestion and stomach discomfort when taking the detox supplements.
So the big thing you always want to make sure is that you're taking things with food. And a lot of times people don't do well with shakes. They need to take it with more of a meal. And so if that's the case, just make sure you're taking it with a meal.
Okay, great. And that was actually part of the next question. I took them after dinner last night, was not able to sleep well. Are there recommendations when to take the supplements?
Yeah, and that's interesting because there really isn't anything in the detox packet that should do that. No. There's always that person. So I've learned my lesson on that. There's always those people that, even though there's nothing in there that should do that, there is still that person that is so sensitive that they react to stuff. So, you know, who knows? I never say that anymore, although I just said it, because you just never know with people. But there really isn't anything in there that should be so energizing that it does it. I mean, there's a little lipoic acid, but it's hard to do, but you really have to find what works for you. And remember, we have shakes. We tell people to do shakes for breakfast and lunch, but you can always do your shake for breakfast and dinner and then do lunch and take your pills. You know?
Yeah, that's what I do. I do breakfast and dinner instead.
So whatever works best for you, that's what you want to do. You've got to find your thing, but take them. These things should always be taken with food.
Okay. Oh, that's funny, because I take mine in the morning. And obviously,
I don't have any trouble taking these things with shakes, but some people do, you know, you have to find out, especially, it's more things like zinc and B vitamins that tend to be more issues.
Mm-hmm. So Leilani, do we have any live callers before I go to the next one?
We do have Ellen with another question.
Okay, great. Hi.
Hi. Hi again. How long could you keep up the cleanse? Only for 2 weeks or?
Forever. To be honest with you, you can eat. Sometimes I'll do 2 shakes a day. Depends on what's going on. A lot of times when I travel, I do it because I'll get into a hotel and it's like, I don't want to have a whole meal. I might go get some vegetables and then have a shake.
Mm-hmm.
But I eat this way all the time. I don't eat dairy, gluten. I eat eggs now occasionally. They're okay for my stomach. I don't eat them every day. I don't do soy. I rarely do corn or peanuts. And I try to really watch sugar. I don't eat desserts. And I don't do artificial sweeteners. And I do a shake every day and sometimes two.
Hmm.
You can do this it's going to be something you can do for life. You know, it's not going to hurt you. It's just going to help you.
Oh, okay. I have a question that's related to something you said. I don't think of myself as somebody who eats a lot of sugar, but I have, except for this morning, cut sugar out of my diet, even with coffee. But I got a book that you recommended. What is it? The 100 Greatest Foods in the World. I forget the author.
Oh, Johnny Buck. Uh-huh. Johnny Biden.
Right. And he says that raw honey is a good food.
So here's the deal with raw honey. And you got to realize, Johnny and I are really in sync, but you could put 10 of us nutritionists in a room, and we will still get in a fight. I have
okay.
yet to meet anybody out there who I agree 100% with.
Okay,
right?
I hear you.
So
we're
never going to agree 100%. Here's my feeling. Honey is sugar, and sugar is problematic. There are issues with it. However, honey has some amazing qualities. If you're buying raw, local honey, it can be a homeopathic for you for allergies. And in that sense, a little bit of it, teaspoon, half a teaspoon, can be therapeutic.
Okay. And only two more questions. Okay. I have a degenerating disc in my lower back, and this is just, it's just age, I guess, and genetics. And I do yoga for it. I swim. I do weightlifting. I feel that I'm doing everything right. Since I am a writer, I sit at the computer a whole lot. I had hoped that this cleanse was going to reduce inflammatory responses. I haven't noticed any difference whatsoever. Moreover, I haven't noticed any difference in my energy level. And so I was wondering what's up.
I don't know. That's amazing, because those are the two. What I'd say about energy, it's one of the biggest things we see. Same with inflammation. But if you have a degenerative disc and you sit, I don't know how much we can really help that. You know what I mean?
Well, it's an occupational hazard. I'm
so,
a journalist.
I mean, the thing is, the inflammation can only, like, I have osteoarthritis. This has helped a lot, but it's still going to be there. And if I go overdo it, I'm going to have pain. It only is going to go so far, right? So if you have degenerative discs and you sit because you have to for work, you're going to have pain. And I don't know that this is going to make a big impact there, because you've got a structural problem, you know?
I would strongly suggest that that from what we've seen, especially with people with pain, there's so many different factors that go into it. Especially JJ was just talking about stress, and you're talking about your food intake, and you're talking about your exercise, and again, your lifestyle where you're sitting. One person who I just absolutely love and has cured my back pain, and of course we have a different structural makeup, but I highly recommend Pete Egoscue's work. He's helped
who?
A lot. Pete Egoscue. Remember Brian, who you met?
Mm-hmm.
Pete Egoscue?
Pete Egoscue.
It's the Egoscue. Yeah, Egoscue
clinic. Method. And he has facilities all over, but many people have significantly reduced their pain just from reading his book and doing. He's not a chiropractor. He does a set of different kinds of exercises to build up your ancillary muscles around the major muscle groups that are unfortunately taking all the pain, taking all the weight, while the complementary muscles are atrophied.
Yeah, and I think the most important thing here is that's a structural biomechanical problem. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of outside the scope of like some of the pain being caused by inflammatory responses from diet, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And you'll kind of know how much you're going to get. And if you didn't get it yet, then you didn't get it. If you still have low energy, again, I'm going to ping back to looking at hormones.
Mm-hmm.
Because postmenopausal, and I still remember the day my thyroid dropped and the day my estrogen and testosterone dropped. I knew it and tested it, and it was dramatic. So, you know, you get what you get from the diet, but you have a few of other things going on that can only do so much, and you can't override those things. And I'm a perfect example because I have my adrenals dialed in perfectly. I have my diet perfect. I sleep well. I do all that stuff. And when my hormones shifted, bam, you know. So, you know, there's other factors.
Can you spell the name of that person,
yes.
Goscue?
Yes, Goscue, EGOSCUE. He has centers all over the United States, but he's also written a book, a couple books. One's called Pain Free. And another person you might want to look at, and again, is just, Dr. Sarno, Healing Back Pain. You know, it's a multifaceted problem which takes many different layers to solve. And so, obviously, working with your current physician along with some of these other methods, you know, it's always worth bringing many different things to help you solve your problem.
Okay, great.
Okay. Well, thank you. Those were great questions. I'm sure a lot of people benefited from that.
Thank you.
Leilani, do we have someone else, or are we going back to the submitted questions?
Yes, we do. Our next question comes from Elizabeth. Elizabeth, go ahead.
Hi, girls.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I just want to say this is my second time doing it. I did it in May. And when I did it in May, I got really constipated. I had a lot of problems with it. I lost a little weight, but, you know, mostly I really had a problem. And I did keep taking all the digestive things, and that was even through a trip to Europe, which was pretty hard to do, the no gluten, no dairy thing. And but I kept taking all the digestive stuff. And now this time I've done it, and it's just been great. I haven't had any problems. And I'm at the lowest weight I've been in years without drugs,
oh,
which is great.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I feel great. And this is postmenopausal, you know. So I feel great about that. But what I wanted to ask you, JJ, a couple things. Do you think that I, you know, continuing since May to take all the digestive stuff, do you think that that probably is what's helping me get through this one better? Is like maybe a lot of my digestive issues were addressed through taking those things?
Yeah, my sense is when you first started just with you were describing as issues is that you had gut dysbiosis that had to get handled.
Yeah.
You know, that's what like immediately went, huh, she must have had some gut dysbiosis. And, you know, that's you got to heal your gut. So that's where things like the PermClear enzymes, even extra Floramin Prime, extra probiotics, maybe throwing in some extra glutamine in the shake and really focusing on that. Because the fact that your constipation cleared up, all that stuff, yay, and that you're finally able to lose the weight. Because remember, if you have something like small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, you don't lose weight because you actually extract more calories from the food you eat and store it as fat. So, you know, if your digestion's off, everything's off.
Now, how much of the glutamine do you put in the shake? I haven't tried that yet.
A teaspoon. It ends up being about
teaspoon?
three grams.
Okay, and then I just wanted to say, I don't know if I heard it in this program or your other program, but every afternoon I do an emergency with some magnesium in it, you know, with some powdered magnesium in it. Is that okay?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I use the emergency light, not the regular one. If you're just using one, it's fine, but I use the light one.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of magnesium. I think magnesium is one of the things, you know, it's one of the common things we are deficient in.
Right.
Big fan of magnesium.
Right. And one more thing. I cannot believe I can go 6-7 hours without eating with these shakes. I'm telling you, I do it at like 6 in the morning. I don't eat lunch till 1. I have another shake at 1. I'm blown away. So, yay, girls. Thank you.
You are so welcome. But that also shows you, it's kind of a test. If someone eats and is starving right away, one of two things. They either did not eat correctly, they did not hit a hormonal winter, or they're a sugar burner and they haven't trained their body how to use fat. And either one's a problem.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, too, is I really see how much I use food, you know, like when I'm bored or when I'm, you know, it's like I'm not hungry. And I see how, you know, in like 4 or 5 hours, I'm like, if I'm, you know, bored or trying to ground myself or something like that. It's just amazing how I'm starting to see, you know, I'm not hungry. So I get a lot more done if I'm not trying to use food to fill in, you know?
Well, you know, when you stop eating the foods that are really addictive, that cause cravings,
yeah.
that we eat, not because we're hungry, but because, ooh, you know.
Yeah.
And you just kind of, you stop looking at food that way.
Yeah.
Look, there's something, you know, it's like, okay, I need to eat. What am I going to eat that's going to support my health and energy?
Well, some people also just get bored. I've heard from so many people that it's just, completely mindless snacking. They sort of woke up and suddenly they had finished an entire bag of potato chips. So, you know, it's always, that's always a factor as well, as sort of what are you using your food for.
One more question. JJ, how did the taping go?
Oh, it was so fun.
I was in Tampa that day picking up a puppy. I didn't think you'd want a puppy in the taping. So I was trying to work to come there. When is it going to be out? When is it coming out?
It's supposed to be out during the pledge drive, the PBS pledge drive, November 24th through December 9th. It's not something that I really have any
control over.
Well, they do it, and if it does well, then you're on. If it doesn't, you're out. So you just cross your fingers.
Yeah. Well, I'm a big fan. Thank you so much, girls. I really appreciate everything you do. Okay, bye.
Welcome. Leilani, do we have another question?
Yes, we do. Our next question comes from Tracy. Tracy, go ahead.
Thank you so much. Well, I definitely want to thank the both of you, and thank you, JJ, so much. I've been following your programs for, oh, goodness, close to 2 years now, which have transformed my life. Similar to you, I probably spend about 47 weeks a year on the road, so I'm packing my shakes with me, I'm eating really clean, it's all about being prepared, that's for sure. You can't leave it to chance.
No,
so
you
I tell people, it takes me longer to pack my food than it does my clothes, but it's worth every second because I feel so darn good on the road. You know?
Yes. And remember, I remember back when I used to travel and I'd always come back just trashed, and I don't ever feel that way anymore.
No. My question is, I quickly wanted to ask is, when I'm actually on the road and not doing the two shakes a day, but for sure, you know, my one shake a day for sure, I always take chocolate with me on the road. You know, I do the Vegelite chocolate, and I take my shaker. I haven't packed a bullet yet, but I plan to. I take my, you know, chocolate and fiber and chia seeds, and, you know, I'll get some berries. But I don't add the coconut milk. I can definitely put that in my bag, but how do you feel about that? I'll just do it with water, and it's delicious to me, but.
I think coconut milk's such an amazing food.
Yeah.
So that's why I try to bring it whenever I can.
Okay. So I definitely want to find.
Find those little boxes, or like I'm shipping mine today. This is being shipped to Portland, where I'm going next.
Okay.
You know, or if I know I have time and I can actually go out and shop, which is what I really try to do, but it doesn't always happen.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Oh, and I think Whole Foods, one of my girlfriends had Whole Foods deliver. I'm like, are you the smartest one? You know?
Oh, that would be awesome. Well, I'm definitely going to try to find them and put them on my carry-on bag for sure. That's not a problem. But, yeah, so that never.
No, you can't bring them on your carry-on bag.
That's right. What am I thinking?
Right. That's why I ship a lot. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Gosh darn. All right. Well, we'll definitely do that. Darn. That's okay. That's all right. We'll make it work. But, I definitely never let that stop me. I'll for sure have it with or without. We'll get it in.
You know what? I love that attitude, too, the attitude of how do I make this work, not, oh, this won't work.
No.
Right?
No what? My second question, if you don't mind, and this is so after the cleanse, so thank you so much. I just felt like, you know what, I needed a good cleanse. And so because, like, you know, I'm traveling all the time and I want to make sure that I get those healthy nutrients and so forth, for sometimes, you know, I've never bought a meal in the airport or done anything, but I'll try to pack really good bars with me that aren't, you know, no gluten, no soy or anything, no artificial, you know, sweeteners and things like that. I'm very particular because of your plate, obviously. Is there any one that you recommend to take with you until I can sit down, like you said, and have a good dinner?
You know what I do?
What?
I go to ubar.com, YOUBAR,
okay.
And I've been making my own.
Oh, I think I came across that. Okay.
And you can actually even type in, I think, Virgin Diet Bar, and they'll tell you what mine is, I think. If not, you can email Susan at jjvirgin.com, and she'll get that to you. But I've been making my own, and because I don't like sweet stuff. I'm not a sweet person. And I love these things because I'm, you know, they're not sweet. I put sea salt in them. I put greens in them. They're amazing.
Okay.
That is the coolest thing. I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do U-Bar right now, and it's not coming up. Y-O-U-B-A-R?
Mm-hmm. It's not cheap. Okay. I'm going to tell you, they're not cheap.
Yeah, but it's your own customized bar with
so
what
cool.
you want. Fantastic.
Yeah. U-Bars.com. U-Bars.
Okay.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Okay. Yes, because I definitely pack my baggie of raw almonds. You know, I always have all that, but sometimes, so, okay, perfect. But I sometimes want that density a little bit. Like you said, not sweet, but that just wholesome nutrients. So,
yeah, it's one of the, I mean, I always have bars because you just never, sometimes I just get stuck. And
yeah.
I also always pack more shake mix than I think I need because I seem to always run out.
Yeah,
so that's the other thing that I do. Because I ran out last time and I had to go to the store and get an extra one, and I didn't know it had raspberry in it. I ended up with hives. So why I never do that. Yeah.
Yes. I always pack
it
an extra.
It looked great when I was taping, too.
Okay, last question, because I don't want to hog the call. And so, but I just wanted to ask that, and I so appreciate, just like you said, your education on this lifestyle, not this diet plan, but a true, wholesome lifestyle. Thank you so much. And my last question quickly, I don't take magnesium. Do you just take, does it come in pill form?
Yes, we have it. Jack, you have magnesium citrate in the store and magnesium citrate, right? What do you have?
We do. I'm pretty sure. I'd have to double check, but.
Okay. Okay.
If you need it to help you have a bowel movement, take magnesium citrate. If you don't, take magnesium citrate.
Ooh.
Just
okay.
to confuse things. Yes. And I think magnesium is one everybody should be taking. But, you know, I start that and I think, oh, my gosh, people are going to kill me. You know, the first thing you start with, everyone should be on daily nutrient pack.
Mm-hmm.
We're redoing those right now so they can be a one a day. I'd love it if people did a two a day. But if not, they need to at least be a one a day. And then you add to that, you know, extra oils, like I take extra black currant oil for my skin and hair and CoQ10 and magnesium and extra B vitamins. So it really depends what else. We're really working right now on getting things so that it's really easy for you to go, okay, I've got stress, I'll do this. I've got, you know, heart disease in my family, I'll do this. So we're working on that.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. Clearing up the confusion once again.
Trying our hardest, but it seems like every time we clear something up, something else pops up.
Okay. Well, ladies, both of you, thank you once again. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
So, Leilani, do we have another live caller, or are we going back to the questions?
Not at this time.
Okay. Next question was, I bought a bullet blender because I'll be traveling in a couple weeks. Their tall cup doesn't look like it will be large enough to hold the amount, like a pint or more, that I usually make for each meal. Any suggestions? I can return the bullet blender. I haven't opened the box yet.
Yeah, because there should be the, I have the blender, and it has it has both the little cups, which aren't big enough, you're right, and it has an actual blender. I travel with the actual blender piece. And then when I'm there, I go get one of those big Starbucks cups, or I travel. I actually travel with a big, like, drinking glass cup I can fill up with water, but I don't like to put my shake in it because I prefer to just use something disposable. So after I get my Venti Americano half decaf, I use that for my shake. So I use the blender. There's a blender that comes with the Magic Bullet, and I don't know, maybe you have to get that one special. So there's that, or you can, that's what you want. So you want to make sure the one you bought has that blender lid.
Great. Next one, can I take a probiotic supplement in addition to the GI support pack?
I think it's great.
The GI support pack.
Yeah, there's a blend of probiotics in the GI support pack, but depending on what's going on with you, you have a history of antibiotic use, GI issues, I think you're great to take some Flormin Prime. I think it's a great thing to add.
And again, we will transcribe this because, JJ, you have been like a wealth of – you're always a wealth of information, but in particular, there have been some things we definitely have to make sure it's in writing so people can really access this stuff easily. The next question, when is the best time to take the cleanse pack? I've been splitting them between the morning and lunchtime shake.
I think we covered
I'm guessing
one.
that Yeah, I'm guessing that's the detox. Next, I've been burst training in 4x4 workouts for 2 months, going really well. I'm increasing my weights and can now burst on my elliptical for a full minute. However, I found that my scale is going up as I've gained about 8 pounds, and I'm sure it's not all muscle. I have to admit I'm a stress emotional eater. I do tend to overindulge when I get home from work, usually on programmed foods. Can you offer any suggestion tips for addressing this?
Well, number one, don't you have a program on that? Didn't you? Isn't your cheat?
We
don't
did
you have something
yeah,
on
we
that.
Did, yeah, and we also did emotional eating as well. We did an eight session program on how to deal, especially when you get home from work, because what we've seen, I mean, of course, there are a million reasons. Did you sleep well enough? Did you drink water? How did you do in the morning? Are you going through withdrawal from nutrients, lack of nutrients, all of that? But a lot of times, especially when you get home from work, it's sometimes it's the first time that nobody's asking you to do something, and so you're almost alone with your own thoughts, and a lot of people can get overwhelmed with that, and sometimes their patterns are the same. You know, you get home from work, I don't know if you have a garage, but you park in the garage, you go through the kitchen, and the first thing you're thinking is you're processing all these thoughts, and you just want the same foods, and it's the same thing. It can almost be like an A plus B equals C. It's the same pattern. And so, you know, we definitely talk about that. Again, there are many different factors, but we definitely talk about that particular phenomena of I'm great all day and I mess up at night, and that tends to be one of the biggest things, is that it's the first time that you can address things and you're using food to cope with that.
Well, and I think there's another piece to it.
Oh, there's so
the
many,
piece.
But I was just,
there,
there's
yeah,
so many
pieces.
There's
a billion pieces. But
there's so many
one.
Pieces to it.
Let me give this one, too.
Yeah.
Nature hates a vacuum. So what you have to do, and I think this is for so many women, we come home and we medicate ourselves, I mean everybody, with food. So what you have to do, you have to figure out, okay, what am I going to do since I'm coming home and kind of letting myself, you know, using food as my transition, what else could I do instead of that? Because you have to have something else in place, otherwise you're going to get in trouble. So number one, think of what else you could do that would nurture yourself rather than food during that time. And put that in place and get some support to ensure that you do that. Number two, get trigger foods out of your house, because even if it's healthy, too much healthy food is unhealthy. For me, I say it all the time, almond butter is a total trigger food. I'm a nightmare with it, a nightmare. And I tested this theory so many times now, I never need to do it again. I can't bring it in the house because I will, like, I come home, I will eat it all. So also know yourself well enough to know that those things need to stay out. You eat breakfast, lunch, dinner, a snack if needed. You're going to come home from work, either sit down and have your meal then, or figure out what you need to do to transition yourself during that time. Because, and then also, you really want to get a scale where you can look at your body composition, not just your weight.
Absolutely. And I think the biggest thing is that your burst training, and just like JJ was saying, and she started gaining a few pounds before. Well, I don't know how many you gained, JJ, but you know, the different things happen when you change. It's different inputs, obviously. So you want to just keep remembering, you know, JJ's whole thing is your body is not a bank account. It's a chemistry lab, and you just have to really keep trying different things and seeing how it's working for you, especially that you know you're a stress emotional eater. One of the biggest, biggest things is writing this down in your log, you know, realizing, wow, I had no idea that every time I see my mother-in-law, I go straight for cheesecake. When you even know these trigger situations and you can find different kinds of rewards instead, it's really half of it. It's half of conquering that.
Yes, yes, it's so critical. So cool, I think we've got that one. But again, get a Tanita scale that does your body fat and your weight too.
Okay, and so Leilani, do we have any more live callers, or are we still going to continue with the submitted questions?
There are no live callers at this time.
Okay. I did the survey. I've had great success with the cleanse, new way of eating, doing high-intensity intervals, short workouts. My next step is to work out more frequently. I registered for a full-length triathlon in September. I did a sprint distance try 6 years ago. I've wanted to do another, but I've been obese. I'm doing it for the challenge and as a motivator to get myself out of bed to the pool and the gym every morning. However, I used to be a chronic cardio exerciser, and I got fatter and fatter. Now that I know about chronic cardio, I'm a little worried that I'm not doing myself any favors by doing a triathlon. I believe JJ told a caller once that doing triathlons isn't going to get one lean. I think I may be one of those people who cannot stay lean if I'm trying to do too much cardio at a moderate intense pace, and obviously endurance as well. What has been your observation, and is this a decent way to get myself motivated again, and perhaps I can still lose the 10 more pounds I need to lose? Thanks for everything.
Well, there's a lot of questions in there, but remember, there's factors at play as to whether how endurance exercise is going to impact you. One is genetics. Some people are set up to do better with endurance. Some people aren't. And one is your adrenal state. We already know about you because you've said in the past when you did this, you gained weight. So I don't, you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting different results, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So I think we know the answer to that, whether it's genetics or adrenal, and I always look at adrenal. You know, they look at endurance athletes, and they have the same muscle mass as a couch potato because they really burn up their muscle. And for women especially, like, you know, you see these lean, ripped men, but for women, I mean, look at the difference between those gals that are sprinting versus the endurance gals. I mean, I want the sprinter body, you know?
It can be
awesome.
Very different.
It is totally different. They're totally
no,
different.
No, I mean, it can also look
yeah,
different.
Yeah, they look totally, no, that's what I'm saying. They look totally different. So what I would say is you're looking for something to motivate you and inspire you, and find something else. Find a CrossFit class. I mean, find something else that's going to give you the results you want. Because you just said, hold on, that you're doing this because you want to lose that last bit of weight. But in the past, when you've done this, you've gained weight. So this doesn't make any sense. What you need to find is something else, like a morning CrossFit class that you could do, or a sprint triathlete. So you're just doing, you know, 30 to 60 minutes of high-intensity interval training and then some resistance training, something that's going to work so that you will drop the weight because you're doing interval training and resistance training rather than endurance training that clearly doesn't work for you.
Good advice.
Thank you.
I know, it really is. I think that people, I know that you've said this so many times, and sometimes I think people can hear different things. You know, it just has to keep being layered upon its, you know, the advice so that finally you're like, okay, that's it. You know, this is what I need to do. Next question, what kind and how much food should you be adding in if you exercise vigorously? I'm still looking to lose weight, but I feel that I'm weaker than usual if I exercise and maybe creating too much of a calorie deficit.
Well, you could be over-exercising, so think of that too, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're exercising so much that's making you too hungry and then you're overeating, you're undermining your program.
Mm-hmm.
You want to exercise enough to boost your metabolism and build muscle and support healthy fat burning, but not so much that you're exhausting your adrenals and making yourself hungrier.
Mm-hmm.
So look at that. But, I mean, basically, you're just going to lift everything up a little bit. So you want to eat enough that you have the energy, but that you're also still losing the weight. Keep the carbs the same. Bring the protein up a little bit. Bring the vegetables, which are carbs, but the non-starchy vegetables up, and the fat up a little bit.
Last question. Actually, Leilani, do we have any live callers?
Not at this time.
Okay. What type of bars, if any? Well, you were just talking about U-bars. Any, can I eat on the cleanse? I always pack a backup with me. What about after the cleanse? If you could recommend any, that would be great.
Well, U-bar's my favorite. I also use those Design Trail Paleo bars, but I've really been switching over to the U-bars. I'm trying to make – it's a way bigger, complicated process, of course, to make a bar. So we've been working on making a bar. But I got to tell you, I'm just – those U-bars, they are going to cost more, so I'm going to give you that. But if you can do them, they're great. Then my second choice would be Design Trail Paleo bars, dairy-free. That would be my second choice.
Actually, it wasn't the last question. I had a couple from Habib, actually, based on the conversation you just had. Because he was so interested to learn that the cleanse can increase testosterone, because we always know how much men are trying to increase their testosterone, well, as they get older. But he wanted to know why.
Well, I think he got that. I mean, I didn't say it could increase it. I said that it supports healthy testosterone levels, because you need protein and healthy fats to both have better receptor sensitivity so your body can hear hormones. That fat does that. the right types of fats can either make your membrane stiffer or more fluid so you can hear things. Then you need proteins to make and carry your hormones. And remember, you need to be able to break down the protein so your body can absorb it. You need to have a healthy gut lining so your body can absorb the nutrients. And so the cleanse does that, especially if you're doing the PermaClear and the plant enzyme. So that was really it. And then also, you know, you're supporting healthy testosterone levels, because if you're eating correctly, you're not jacking up your insulin and cortisol. So that's going to help you with better testosterone levels.
That's right, and it's supporting it. Part of the question. Anyway, in addition to these dietary changes, does weightlifting increase testosterone?
Weightlifting increases it, and endurance training decreases it.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
After you work out. Yeah, weightlifting increases it. So you really want to, good sleep. Here's things for healthy hormone balance besides the diet part. Great sleep, more sex, begets more sex, and with the partner, of course. Mm-hmm. And then watching football games, sporting games, actually, raise testosterone.
Why? Because your mind thinks that you're actually doing it?
You know what? I don't know. I remember reading this study about men watching football games and that their testosterone was higher. That's all I know. I was like, oh, okay.
Interesting, yeah. Well, they certainly act like they have more testosterone.
I mean, don't they? So you can see that. Right,
football. Well, that's our last question. Leilani, is there anybody else live on the line?
Not at this time.
Great. Okay,
perfect,
so we got
timing.
We got through all of them. And I know that what happens sometimes is that we have people that just couldn't make the call, didn't get a chance to submit questions. So if you didn't, you know, and you have, you know, something burning that you haven't gotten answered after listening to this recording, please do submit that, and we will get that answered.
We always get them answered.
We do.
And
also, for anybody that didn't hear, we will be transcribing this. JJ, you gave so many different, specific, actionable things I definitely want everybody to have and not have to necessarily rewind the recording to get. All right. Well, as always, thank you. Love having you answer all these awesome questions. And I will see you soon.
Okie dokie. Can't wait.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.